You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with my program, this is the show where for the next hour I'll be playing you guys some music that I found in the CJSF archive, as well as talking a little bit about me. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwilum, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? My summer is fully in swing now. No more school, so I came up to campus today just to do radio, which is kind of a bit of a treat. It's like nice to like just come up and just come to play, basically. And convocations are over, so it's kind of a funny campus right now. It's super dead, but I brought my skateboard. Might do a bit of a skateboard mission a little bit, but you know, I hope all is well with you guys at home. What I've been up to this week. A couple nights ago, we went to the Cinematheque. We watched this movie called All About Lily Choo Choo, which was, I don't know how I quite feel about it. I think visually it was really cool. It's a Japanese film, and it's kind of got like a, you know, it's kind of got like a angsty, like sinister youth kind of vibe to it, where like, you know, some of the kids in high school are like really awful, and you know, there's some depictions of violence and stuff. So it was pretty angsty, but you know, I think I enjoyed it. My roommate definitely did not like it. He thought it was a little gratuitous in terms of the violence, but I thought it was I thought for what it was pretty entertaining. And I, funny link to that, which will link into my first song today, actually. But I actually have known about All About Lily Choo Choo, the movie, for a while, because there's this album by this Korean shoegaze band that I've been following for a while. This shoegaze band is called Paranoul. Definitely very well known within the online sort of YouTube core of like music and albums and stuff. Because I kind of feel like right now we're in a bit of a like post-rock shoegaze, maybe even emo kind of trend right now within like online trends with like music right now. I'm not sure if that's totally relevant, but I kind of feel like I don't have TikTok, but from like what I've seen from afar, that seems like the taste aesthetic. Maybe I'm a little out of touch, but Paranoul, really cool band. You guys should definitely check them out. But they have an album cover that's like this, it's like a painting, I guess. It's like a digital painting of like this chimney stack. And it wasn't until like, yeah, I knew that it was from Lily Choo Choo, but we saw the scene where the camera's like panning through, you know, the camera's like on the train, it's passing through the smokestack. I like looked to my roommate and I'm like, yo, there's the thing from the album. So it was really cool. And also that movie soundtrack is like, I feel like that movie, even though it came out in like the early 2000s or like maybe the late 90s or something, I think it's like really relevant to like current visual and music taste aesthetics a little bit. I feel like it's like right on the nose a little bit, because it's like, it follows, three high school students who are all kind of linked by this musical artist named Lily Choo Choo. And her music is like, I mean, it's funny because like my roommate made the joke that like she's basically the Japanese Bjork in this like fictional universe, but she kind of is like, it really is, where she's like this solo artist who's like broken up off this like other band, even though like it's not quite the same, but you know, making these really ethereal music, you know, she's like kind of postured to be this just like ethereal being, like almost spiritual cult being and stuff, which I think is like, you know, kind of similar to like certain tastes right now. But anyways, it really reminded me, I should probably get this song going, but it should really remind me of this song that I used to listen to all the time. In Korea, I don't even know the name of the band. I gotta go look it up, but I should have been prepared. It was gonna be the first song anyway. But anyways, for my first track this week, I've got a song I don't know what the band is named because it's in Japanese and I can't read, but the first title track of this album is Virgin Suicide here on CJSF 90.1 FM. No good. All right. Wait. I'm going to play one song from my playlist first while I figure out why this isn't working. And then we'll play the song that I'm trying to show you guys, because I think it, like, exemplifies the sort of, you know, the theme or the atmosphere of the music. But here, let's play. I've got this first song, Beethoven, Bird's Eye, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Ginger nutmeg cinnamon. How can I live? How can I breathe? How can I feel? How can I see? How can I stand? How can I be? How can I move? How can I speak when what I've lost is? What I've lost is? What I've lost is? Tell me what I've lost is? What I've lost is? What I've lost is? And I won't. I've been apart, I've been away, I've been asleep, I've been afraid. I'm not around, I'm not okay. Black hole inside, I can't escape. And what I've lost is, what I've lost is, what I've lost is. Tell me what I've lost is, what I've lost is, what I've lost is. And I won't.
We're hearing the call of a hungry young gull, tagging along as its parent scavenges the beach for tidbits. Now, here's a fledgling great horned owl, perched in a tree, begging its parent to fly in with dinner. And here's another juvenile. A young hairy woodpecker, hitching along behind its parent on a mossy branch. By this time of year, these young birds are full-sized. They've left the nest and can fly short distances, but they still follow their parents and beg for food. Not only do they squawk and quiver, they also assume a begging posture, head hunched down with wings drooping. Some baby birds, like ducklings, goslings, and quail, feed themselves immediately after hatching. But most young birds depend on their parents for days, weeks, or even months after leaving the nest. In some species of jays, like these Mexican jays, the young birds stay with their family group through fall and winter and into the following breeding season. They're independent and able to feed themselves, but they help feed their parents' new brood. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode.
And welcome back. That last track for the PSA right there was Alana York, All the Flowers, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. So tomorrow, aside from being the longest day of the year, is the summer solstice tomorrow, so be excited for that. Which, you could also look at it really gloomily. I always like to burst field people and say, well, you know, the days are only getting shorter from here on out, you know? Summer's already over, you know? You might as well pack it up and bring the winter coat out. Anyway, tomorrow is Go Skate Day, which I have booked off work to the dismay of my general manager. But alas, a boy needs to skate. So that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. And it's really interesting to look at Go Skate traditions a little bit because... So if for those not familiar with Go Skate Day, especially in Vancouver, it's such a big thing. Everyone tomorrow is going to meet up at Plaza Skate Park, the park under the Georgia Viaduct. And there's going to be somebody with a big, loud megaphone bringing us to a bunch of, like, spots, a lot of, like, historic spots, even, like, spots that have been around for, like, 20-odd years. And, you know, we just go around and people skate and they give out cash for best tricks and stuff. I probably will not be skating in it. I don't have the confidence or the skill to really earn myself any cash. But nonetheless, you know, it's like a fun thing to watch, like watch some kids like really huck it down some big stairs and, you know, do the longest slappy, I don't know, something or other, you know? But it's interesting. It's super interesting to me that, Go Skate Day also acts as this, you know, exploration of the histories of a subculture a little bit because, you know, we go to like spots even that, so most notably, we go to a spot that has for the most part been, you know, totally taken out by, you know, stakeholders, let's say, who, you know, who don't want skateboarders on their property. For one, it's like the little plaza by Waterfront Station. I can't remember the name of it, but I know that it used to be called New Spot. It's the little, how can I describe it? It's like the little plaza that has a bunch of stairs. It's like, oh, I can't even describe it. It's just like a narrow little walkway that connects two big streets. It's got like a green rail. Now that plaza is used for like a lot of buskers and some people put up tents there and stuff. It's right in front of the convention center, ostensibly. But that spot was had been very famous in like the mid to late 90s or maybe even into the early 2000s of being like this very, you know, accessible and long ledge spot that everyone would skate at. And funny enough, it's still like a spot along... the way of the train of, like, Go Skate Day, which is funny because there's not really anything to skate there. I mean, everyone's going to go skate the little five stair and maybe, like, you know, jump over the rail, but it's interesting that this, like, Go Skate Day also acts as a celebration, a little bit of, like, the histories of the subculture, you know? So I'm really excited for that tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm bringing my buddy Ryan, who has just begun skating. You know, I think he's... He might have, like, a... It might be a little overwhelming to, like, push in front of, like, all these hundreds of skaters and whatnot, but, like, I think it's good that he's gonna go, because it's gonna be a great time, you know? There's something to, you know, the community of everybody kind of gathering around, watching people, like, throw down massive tricks down stair sets and, like, getting hype for one another, and then, I don't really know what the end of the day looks like, but last year was, like... I mean, I don't know what tomorrow's going to totally look like. I mean, I'm hoping it doesn't rain, because, like, last year, Go Skate Day, it rained a little bit, as well as the year before, I think it also rained, so I'm hoping tomorrow will be okay, but last year was, like, a good, you know, really good Go Skate Day. I think they had they had the Thrasher guys. They were on some like other Canadian tour or whatever, so they had like a little demo at you know, the DIY skate park on Commercial Drive, the Britannia Courts, and they totally killed it. It was so fun to watch them all like destroy our local park, you know, and they had like a bunch of hot dogs and live music, and it was like this whole event. And there's like little, sometimes there's like little vendors. It's like, it's really, really cool. So I'm pretty stoked for that, to be honest. And, you know, if any of you guys are, you know, planning to go, or like, you know, thinking about, on the fence about going, or maybe if you haven't skateboarded in a while and, you know, you got Fridays off inexplicably, you know, come down. I think they're going to meet up at Plaza at 11, and if not, I'm sure you'll be able to find the train of skaters, you know, pushing through downtown, because they move as a big unit, you know. Or, you know, if you're trying to get on the viaduct at some point, you know, at a certain time, you might be surprised to see a whole gaggle of skateboarders pushing across the Georgia Viaduct. So be on the lookout for that tomorrow. Anyways, gonna get to some more music here. For my next track here, a John McHale song called Hex, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy.
Next to me, so true, maybe I can see dark matter and the destiny. Put the hex on. Good eye has a lot to lend you. Some people maybe I can see in the midnight of my mind. To put a hex on. To put a hex on me. Put a hex on. Put a hex on me. Put a hex on.
Dark matter and the destiny, put the hex on.